a cloaked figure entered the room. Beneath the cowl, his eyes sparkled like a pair of rubies, having just fed upon the guards in the graveyard. Muldivar had come. His robes were like smoke as they flowed around his large frame. He wore a black breastplate etched with red images of wolves in combat. His hair was long and dark as it blended into his clothing. His jaw was wide and his nose was flattened. His coarse eyebrows rode upon a prominent ridge of bone. His fangs extended as he grinned at the blood and the gore. He carried aught but a pair of wooden stakes in his hands, long and sharp upon one end. With lightning speed, he drove one of the short shafts through the back of the vampire that had just broken the neck of the werewolf. The undead member of the coven cried out, as his hands flailed in vain as he tried to pull the stake free from where it had pierced his heart. His flesh began to deteriorate as his body turned to ash, leaving only the skeleton behind as the clothes wilted around the remains. Lilith was borne down upon the table as she strained against the jaws of the beast that assaulted her. Its breath smelled of death as its teeth snapped shut, just missing her nose. She summoned the fire once more, searing brands of her hands into its face where she had held it at bay. The creature recoiled, pushing itself up onto its knees, screaming an unholy cry while clawing at its seared flesh. Pentarius hesitated no longer. He launched himself at the monster that threatened his queen. The newborn vampire and spawn of hell tumbled across the floor, a mass of fur and robes, teeth and claws. A second werewolf's body shuddered in one corner, where a pair of vampires had impaled and decapitated it, but not before Muldivar had felled another of the undead. He lifted her up off the floor by the blunt end of the wooden stake as her hands clasped at the sharp spear protruding from her chest. Her eyes were wide as she began to burn until but dry ash and charred bones remained. "No!" Lilith cried out as she saw her undead child burn. She jumped to her feet as she cast her fire at Muldivar, but he was too quick. He dodged the flames as he pulled yet another wooden stake from beneath his robes. Grabbing one of the two vampires that had just killed his pet from behind, he thrust the sharpened stake through the undead man's chest. Lilith screamed in warning, but it was too late as the spike penetrated her vampire offspring's heart. Her child cried out, "Mother!" before disintegrating in Muldivar's hands. The renegade smiled at the vampire queen before dropping the dark robes filled with smoking skeletal remains to the floor. The last of the human guards thrust his spear through Muldivar's lower back, where the breastplate failed to protect him. Muldivar cried out in pain as his Cheshire grin turned into a menacing scowl. He slammed one fist back as he twisted, breaking the spear shaft. He lunged for the human and bit him upon the neck, drinking a few draughts of salty red fluid before breaking the soldier's spine and casting him aside. Lilith's fire caught the rogue vampire this time in an inferno. The force of the blast sent him back through the entryway. Muldivar cried out as his hair and robes burned away. His face was now charred and covered in blisters. Lilith raised her palms with her fingers bent like claws. She brought her hands towards one another at heart level as she summoned her magic. Only this time it created a smoke-filled orb. She flung the flowing grey ball at her adversary. He raised one arm defensively, but the wispy orb of smoke simply passed through him. He smiled at her, thinking that her magic had failed as he pushed himself upright. That is when the skeletons grabbed him from behind. Lilith had not cast an offensive spell at Muldivar this time, but had instead raised the dead to fight for her. rows upon rows of bones began to organise themselves into ivory terrors that rushed at the rogue vampire. He screamed his rage and frustration as he fought against the unexpected attackers. As soon as he crushed the arms or legs of one, two more would take its place. The fleshless hands and biting teeth would remain fixed upon him until he was able to dislodge them. The sounds of grinding bones and clattering jaws echoed around Moldivar as he began a hasty retreat, fighting his way towards the exit. Skeletons clung to his arms and legs as he struggled through Lilith's ivory army of walking dead.